Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. As we go through life, we do many things to protect ourselves. We lock our car. We lock our house. We have a security system in our house to make sure that we are safe. There are many things that we do. We buy insurance. We buy insurance on the house. We buy insurance on the car. We buy insurance on our business. We buy business interruption insurance. There are many, many things that we do today to make sure that we are protected. But at times, we don't take one of our valuable assets and protect it, and that is our business. And how do we do that? How do we protect our business? Well, you know, there are many ways. I mean, we can certainly have virus software. We can have necessary insurances. We can have human resources source that we check on what we do to make sure we're doing things legally. We can have an attorney, an accountant. But, you know, the most important thing that we can do to protect our business every single day is ask ourselves questions. What questions should you ask yourself every single day? When you walk through the door in the morning, that's when it starts. What am I doing today? What's going on? What worked yesterday? What didn't work yesterday? What problems did we have? What do we need to resolve? What kind of gaps do we have in our employee staff? Who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to coach to? Who do I need to praise? You need to set yourself a list of questions, 5 or 10 questions that you're going to ask yourself every single day that's going to give you a true picture of how you're doing. Now, some people will say all you have to do is look at your financial statement, and that will tell you how well you are doing. Well, your financial statement is old statistic information. It's from the last quarter, the quarter before, last year, whatever the case happens to be. It doesn't really tell you what's going on. You're not aware. If you're not aware of what's going on now, you've got a problem. So another thing you have to ask yourself, how are sales? How are prospecting? Are we doing enough? What are our sales force doing? What's our closing ratio? You see, you develop a list of questions that will help propel you to success, that will give you the idea of exactly what's going on in your business. So when you get to the end of the year, there will be no doubt that you made a profit. Now, in our world, people are always talking about positive mental attitudes, and we have to have a positive mental attitude. We have to understand why things work, and we have to get excited, and we have to motivate people. But if we really want to be positive, we have to look at the negative part of business too. Why something isn't working. If we can understand why it isn't working and we can ask the right questions that will give us the answers or lead us to explore the right answers, then we will have a positive experience. We will develop a business that has a great culture, that has a great balance sheet, that has profit all the time. So asking questions is the guardian of your business. Understanding what questions to ask is the success that you will experience by understanding what the answers to those questions are. So never be afraid to ask a question. Never be afraid to look at what's not working in your business. Concentrate on the positive, concentrate on the negative, and have a set of questions that you are prepared every single day to ask yourself to make sure that you are being successful. And those questions, well, over time they evolve. The questions are changed. The questions get better. It gives you a better understanding of what business is what's working in your business and what's not. Never, ever, ever stand still. Always be active in your business. Don't just sit behind your desk. be truly involved, and you will truly be successful. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.